Governor Sarah Palin today followed through on hints she has made in the past that the federal stimulus package is too restrictive on future state fiscal action. She is producing legislation that would reject nearly half the money the state has been offered. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Governor Palin says she plans to accept $515 million of the estimated $930 million to which the state is entitled. She says in making that decision, she asked whether the federal government would end up making decisions that Alaskans should make. She questioned whether the money would stimulate the economy and create jobs.
Where government has grown and interferes at unprecedented levels, the tax burden having to increase to keep up with these levels, with no true economic stimulus that we see, we can't accept the bait. In that case, those strings attached lead us toward dependence and not opportunity and prosperity.
Palin says she anticipates one hot topic among Alaskans will be her rejection of $170 million federal dollars destined for direct distribution to schools, including improvements to Title I schools for children of low-income families and further support for children with special needs. Also money for supplemental nutrition and immunization programs. $17 million for employment services and vocational rehabilitation, and $7 million for public safety. She will accept $20 million for stabilization money for education, $70 million for water and sewer projects, and $40 million for housing projects. Nearly half the money accepted goes to a research vessel for the university. House Finance Chair Mike Hawker said he agrees some projects would become a problem for the state in the future. But he says, particularly on the education money, he did not see reasons for turning it down. Hawker says the governor's decision on acceptance and rejection of the money will get a close evaluation. But legislators have already drafted the necessary resolution to accept the money themselves if necessary.
There is no doubt in my mind we are going to make certain that the state protects its rights to receive all stimulus funding. We may have to pass our own resolution to do that. But we're clearly going to protect our right to receive all the funding and continue to evaluate and find out where we may and may not agree with the governor on what's good for the state.
Republicans are divided on the decision, however. Senate Minority Leader Gene Theriault says he's interested in seeing details of the plan, and he trusts that the governor will work cooperatively with members to avoid future fiscal problems.
I appreciate the fact that the state agencies have gone through at this point to clearly identify as best they can, those things that are, you know, shovel-ready, create jobs, fix infrastructure, but don't necessarily obligate us programmatically to do certain things a year and a half or 2 years from now.
Democrat Mike Dugan says the governor's fear that the state would commit to future growth in government is not correct. He says future governors and legislators will make decisions in the future based on those future needs.
The legislature and the governor together can do whatever we want. You know, we're not signing any documents that commit us beyond the term of the financing that they're offering.
At Anchorage's Les Guerra said he expected the governor to give a plan to use the federal monies for economic growth and to curtail unemployment. But a lot of good projects were taken off the table.
There are Republican and Democratic governors across the country salivating at announcements like this because they want the money to stem their unemployment growth. And it's surprising to see, in a state that has so many problems, for the governor to say she doesn't want to utilize the money to fix them.
The legislation supporting the governor's decision on the federal money has been prepared, and lawmakers are expected to take it up as soon as possible. A resolution to override the governor's decision must be voted on by April 3rd. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.